On July 16th, President Robert Mugabe gazetted Statutory Instrument 77 of 2015, which prohibits issuance of attachment orders on state property. The president invoked his presidential powers to protect PISMA's properties from being attached by service providers owed $144 million. Discussing the statutory instrument yesterday, members of parliament were in agreement that allowing government to take over the PISMA's debt was promoting corruption. Buera South Member of Parliament Joseph Chinotimba said it was wrong for the country to take over the debt.
Mr. Speaker,
Mr. Speaker say, I and my Buera South constituency do not agree that the country should inherit the PISMA's debt. PISMA should sell its properties to offset the debt.
Fortune Chasi, another ZANU-PF legislator representing Mazowe South, expressed the same sentiments.
By the looks of things, we seem to be a government that wants to promote corruption. This is not going to come time that comes home. If the push comes to a shop.
MDCT lawmaker Jessima Jome of Harare West was also not happy at all about moves to take over the debt. The House, which in many cases debates issues along parties and lines, showed rare unity, with Priscilla Misairam Bwimushonga of the MDC, led by Professor Washman Ngube, noting that members of parliament were debating the issue in an objective manner. Harare resident Amos Diroto praised the legislators for speaking against parceling the debt to the government.
I think what the legislators did yesterday is quite commendable, given that the president was just used at bulldozing such laws in favor of those who have plundered our resources.
Another resident, Samson Zingai, urged government to ensure that those that contributed to the collapse of PISMAS be held accountable.
I think it is an abuse of power on the part of the president to evoke his presidential powers, especially on this PISMAS bill, because we know those powers, they exist in the constitution, but then for him to invoke it so that the people will assume the debt that was accrued through misuse and misgovernance and corruption is quite bad, and there were no investigations that were taken.
The government also took over the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe debt a couple of months ago after the RBZ Debt Assumption Act sailed through parliament, despite fierce resistance from members of the opposition. The RBZ owed service providers $1.35 billion, which was taken over by the government. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.